It is the gutter. It's Neil Atkinson with Kieran Molyneux, with Dan Morgan and with Sean Rogers. Rob sends his apologies, gives his regards, but he's out making it happen. He's beating the bushfires. He's seeing what's out there as we get ready for this one. And he'll be involved tomorrow big time to look back on it all with Mo Stewart, and then with Tour Unwrapped as well on Wednesday. But for now, you're going to have to put up with me. You might get me more than once as well if today continues with the energy that it's got. Let's start off with what we know. A British transfer record is what we know. Alexander Isak is what we know. It is the season Liverpool have completely renovated their attack. We can do in the cold light of day tomorrow the chat about numbers, but what you can't argue with is the quality. Wirtz, Ekitike, Isak.
Indeed, and I think it's telling as well that obviously these things haven't just come about this summer either, and the preparation that goes in, like Liverpool will have had records on all of these players. I mean, they've got records on everybody going back God knows how long, haven't they? But there are a point in time where, if you think about it worldwide, like how many footballers are there that are genuinely good enough to improve Liverpool? Not play for Liverpool, like improve Liverpool. And then you've got to go, well, how many of them are then available? And then how many of them want to come? And I think when you then narrow it down in that way, Liverpool have to go all in on that basis when those stars align.
They have aligned. They've aligned on all three, Dan, in different ways. It now looks like Ekitike was waiting for Liverpool. There was Chelsea noise before the Club World Cup, but as keeps being said, Liverpool do the work for a while. Isak spends the entirety of last season, from what's been out there, saying to Newcastle, I'm going to want to go. And it feels as though he's decided he wants to go for Liverpool, and Liverpool have got the money to bring it together. And Wirtz happens when there's a bit of a vacuum because of Bayern Munich and their approach and their idea. And Liverpool have managed to leap on all three of these. But leap, again, it makes it sound, they'd like to use the word opportunistic last summer. I don't believe this was particularly opportunistic, as Sean says. I think this was long, long, long in the planning.
Yeah, and if you think about it, like, opportunism works both ways. You know, you're getting to a point now where, if you look at the player's perspective, there might only be one opportunity in your career to join Liverpool. You know, Liverpool don't do these summers every year. You can go to Chelsea every transfer window, it seems. If you're at a certain level in football. Liverpool will not have a summer like this, and maybe have not had a summer like this in a long time.